This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Student success is one of the ultimate goals of higher education. The Honors Program at the University of Louisiana at Monroe offers a springboard toward students' ability to reach their goals in life. Dr. Joshua Stockley is the director of the ULM Honors Program. He's also an associate professor of political science and sociology. Welcome back to the ULM Forum.
Thank you very much, Jay, for having me.
Talk a little bit about the recent growth, both in quantity of students and in quality, that's been going on in the ULM Honors Program.
Right. Well, the increase both in terms of quality and quantity have been the product of a lot of efforts from a lot of people here on campus. If you really want to go back to the beginning, I think you got to give a lot of credit to my predecessor, Dr. Christian Rubio. Prior to Dr. Rubio becoming director of the Honors Program went through an annual change in leadership. And so Dr. Rubio came in and said, you know, what would happen to a program if we had a single director with a curriculum making a series of decisions based upon and built upon other decisions to create a stable foundation? Because before you can have growth, you know, take the architecture analogy. Before you can construct a building, you have to have a foundation. And if you don't have something to build upon, you can build anything you want, it's going to fall over. And so Dr. Rubio said, let's create a permanent program, let's create a permanent curriculum, let's have a permanent process so that every student knows going into this program, this is what is expected of me, this is what the program looks like. And so Dr. Rubio did that, and he created that foundation. And so Dr. Rubio left, and I assumed his place as director. And I said, okay, Dr. Rubio has a great foundation. Now, what can we do to take this program to the next level? We have permanence, we have stability, we have consistency, but let's make this great. This is a good program. Let's make it a great program. And there are only 23 students in the program. And if a program is that good, you know, don't we want the best on the entire campus from every discipline to participate? So how do we create a program that allows pre-pharmacy, arts and sciences, business, health sciences, everything the university has to offer? There are a lot of intelligent honor students in all of these colleges. So how can we put these honor students that exist in the colleges, put them into the honors program? We modernized the curriculum, conformed it with what the Board of Regents and what ULM is asking all students to participate in. And I worked heavily with recruitment and admissions. I said, hey, look, here we have on campus a program that's got an over 90% retention rate. We have over a 90% graduation rate. This is what a university should be built upon. I have a program where the average ACT is 29. This is what a university should be built upon. That didn't take a lot of selling, if you will. You know, everybody at ULM said, this is awesome. This is what we need. And so I worked with Lisa Miller. I worked with the Office of Recruitment and Admissions. I worked with individuals like Seth Hall and his prep staff and his Hawk Seekers and those various units on campus. And they also put out there, hey, look, we have an honors program. We have a great honors program. We have honors classes. We have classes that are smaller, more discussion-oriented, engaging, hand-picked professors in core courses. So rather than take, say, a history and a psychology and an English in a larger section, let's take some of the brighter, let's take some of our better, put them in a smaller course, let's have them engaged, let's have them thinking critically, expressing themselves critically, because college is more than showing up, getting a lecture, and taking a multiple choice exam. If you're going to be successful, regardless of whether it is pharmacy, whether it is my profession, political science, you have to think critically, you have to express critically. Let's create courses, let's give them a curriculum that's really going to stretch them in ways that some of our other courses can't, simply because of size and resources. And so updating a curriculum, giving them smaller courses, more discussion-oriented courses, and the ability to get to know professors. You know, your professor walks in and knows, hey, Josh, hey, Jay, what's going on? What did you think of this? Engaging them, because you're more likely to not be interested in your information if you sit there and you get lectured to. But when you get to participate, when you get to engage, when you create your learning, we had an honors art course taught by Kyle Zimmerman. And Kyle Zimmerman said, well, let's write plays. Let's create a set. If you want to understand theater production, you need to be involved in theater production. And regardless of the discipline, students realize the value of creativity, the value of thinking outside of the box, because every one of us is going to encounter a situation, professionally or personally, that's going to require a problem to be solved. And some of the people who get ahead and some of the people who are most successful, especially those professionally, are individuals who can take the same information that we all have, and they find a way to do it just a little more creatively, and that creativity creates something that is better, superior. And so that's really what the Honors Program is designed to do.
And working with that foundation, you're finding that it is attractive to those students.
Oh, students hear about the program, and that's one of the reasons recruiting has been so successful and to some degree easier, if you will, for the program, and why growth has occurred is because they hear this and students are saying, I want that. You know, I don't want to be in a class with 200 people. I don't want to be in a class where I don't think I'm being challenged. I don't want to be in a class where I'm going to get bored. I don't want to be at a school that I won't take me to the best graduate school. And so they hear about our students going to schools like Columbia and Yale and North Carolina and Tennessee and Arizona, and they're saying, wow. You know, ULM has the ability just as much as any other school in the nation to get me to where I want to go in the field that I want to specialize in. And so students are attracted to that.
Dr. Joshua Stockley is an associate professor of political science and sociology and the director of the Honors Program here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Josh, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me, Jay.